This is a special meeting of the Programs and Services Committee. We are being audio and video recorded. We have only one item on the agenda for this evening. It is item 228-21. This is the appointment of Rabbi Darby Lee to the Commission on Disability. Let me first say that we present for the meeting at the moment, we have from Ward 2, President Albright, from Ward 3, Councilor Pam Wright, from Ward 5, Councilor Bill Humphrey, from Ward 6, Vice Chair of the Committee, Brenda Noel, and from Ward 8, Councilor Holly Ryan.
Excuse me.
I'm Josh Grinspan. From Ward 4, I am the Chair of the Committee.
May I interrupt? I don't have the closed captioning option on the bottom of my screen. The host of the meeting needs to turn on the closed captioning. I haven't understood anything that's been said.
Oh, my apologies. I'll take care of that right now.
Just one moment.
Councilor Crinsman, maybe you could repeat that.
I will once he gets the closed captioning back on.
All right, it should be working right now.
Okay, is that better?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Rabbi Lee, what you missed was I was absolutely hilarious. Everybody really appreciated everything I said. And I said some really intelligent things that I can never repeat, unfortunately. So let me start again. This is the Programs and Services Committee. This is a special meeting of the Programs and Services Committee. We have only one item on our agenda, but let me start by introducing all the members of the committee. From Ward 1, we have Councilor Maria Greenberg. From Ward 2, President of the City Council, Susan Albright. From Ward 3, Councilor Pam Wright. I'm from Ward 4, I'm Josh Prinzman, I'm the Chair of the Committee. From Ward 5, Councilor Bill Humphrey. From Ward 6, Vice Chair of the Committee, Brenda Noel. And from Ward 8, Councilor Holly Ryan is on as well. Let me also remind folks that we are being audio and video recorded. The one item on our agenda tonight is item number 228-21. This is the appointment of Rabbi Darby Lee to the Commission on Disability. Rabbi Lee, what we normally do is I'll give you an opportunity to tell us why you're interested in serving on the Commission on Disability, and then I'll open it up to counselors to ask questions or make motions. Normally a motion for approval would be in order. So at this time, I'll turn it over to you and you can tell us why you're interested in serving on the Commission of Disability.
Well, thank you very much for your time. As I look around the screen, I recognize many of your names. I have voted for some of you. I will let you guess at which one of you I have voted for.
Some of us appreciate that.
So that was my attempt, Josh, at being my hilarious self. So thank you. I guess my first question is, do I really want to do this? How much free time do I have? Let me count the hours in the day. But in all sincerity, when I was approached with this opportunity, I couldn't say no. Disability advocacy and inclusion, education and awareness had been part of the fabric of my existence ever since I was young. And it's something that I've done my whole life, as I mentioned in my statement, that comes from a place of not only living as a person with a disability, as a person with a personal experience of what it means to travel in a world, in a society that you know on a deep level was not set up for you and was not set up to meet your needs. But it also comes not only from a place of personal experience and wanting to ensure equal access and opportunities for everybody, but also from a sort of a deep sort of moral and ethical stance that I believe that society is at its best when it provides its opportunities to everybody who is a part of that society, regardless of race, color, religion, creed, and yes, of course, regardless of ability. So it's heartbreaking when you run into situations where you know, because of your experience and background, that only certain people could actually attend the Zoom meeting and understand it without captions, or only certain people can actually get into that theater because there's no ramp access. And so I'm highly sensitized to that. And deeply believe that Newton, of all cities in the greater Boston area, should certainly be a place in which people of all abilities should have equal opportunities and equal access to all that this great city has to offer. And I couldn't say no to an opportunity to help sort of keep an eye on that and make sure that at the city level, we're doing everything that we can and the best that we can to ensure that that becomes a reality, because it is not yet a reality, but we hope that it will become a reality one day.
Thank you, Rabbi Lee. And I want to say that I am embarrassed that, especially after reading your materials, I didn't make sure that our closed captioning had been turned on before this meeting started. So my sincere apologies for that.
No worries.
We like to make sure, of course, that we always have that option available. But I should have had the foresight to make sure that before the meeting started, we had that turned on. Let me see what councilors have questions here. President Albright.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So thank you for being willing to serve on this commission. I have a question for you about closed captioning first. Should we be just by default turning on closed captioning to make it available? Because we don't necessarily know who's coming, who from the public is coming to watch our meetings.
That's a great question. And it's a matter of opinion. And I look around the room, I'm sure each of us has our own opinions, and some of us may have multiple opinions. So if you're asking me for my opinion, yeah. I do think so. And I spoke at length with Ginny Fairley about the fact that for Newton's city offices at Newton Town Hall, that the closed captioning option was not automatically activated for all of the city Zoom accounts at the beginning of the pandemic. And in fact, it was only sporadically used throughout the pandemic. And granted, Zoom took a while for their automatic speech to text captioning technology to catch up. It wasn't really made available until late in January of 2021. But at that point, organizations and city government that have been relying on Zoom throughout this pandemic, I do think have no excuse, quite frankly, for not turning this option on. And then it becomes a self-selected consumer option for anybody attending a Zoom meeting to choose if they want those captions displayed or hidden. So you all have the option of showing the subtitles or hiding them. So anybody who finds them distracting doesn't have to look at them, which was one of the big arguments from the hearing community against open captioned movies and television programming is we find them distracting. We don't want to see them. We don't want to look at them. Well, Zoom has now solved that problem. So by turning it on, everybody had the choice as to whether you view it or not. So for my opinion, absolutely. There's absolutely nothing lost by turning it on for every single city government meeting that takes place on Zoom.
Well, I thank you very much for that. And I learned something. And Nathan, would you take this information back to Nadia and discuss this with her and see if we couldn't turn it on for all our meetings from now on?
Yes, I will bring this up with her tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ginny, for whatever it's worth, Ginny mentioned after she and I had a similar conversation about closed captioning and Zoom technology that she told me, or she reported to me, that she went to the IT, the tech people at City Hall and had it's a setting in the account setting to turn it on, right? So that she said that has been done for all of the city council, for all of City Hall Zoom account. However, what has to be done individually is at the start of any Zoom meeting, whoever the Zoom host of that particular meeting is, still has to also turn it on at the bottom of their screen. So it's already on for all city accounts, but whoever is hosting any given meeting has to turn on that function on the bottom of their screen at the start of that meeting. So that still has to be done on the individual meeting by meeting, case by case basis. But as far as I know, the settings have been activated for all the city accounts.
Okay, great. Could I just ask you one more question? And that is, years ago, Councillor Crosley and I, this was before Ginny came to the city, we asked for a plan that was under development that was supposed to do an assessment of all city buildings for their accessibility. And somehow or other, that plan never emerged. So as a member of the commission, I would hope that you could encourage that plan to become public, if there is a plan that it could become public, because I think we should all know what job we have ahead of us to make our buildings accessible. So thank you very much for being part of the commission, and I'll let the chair call on somebody else.
Thank you, Madam President. I do not see any other hands at the moment, but Councillor Humphrey, I don't know if this is just for a motion, but if it's not, you can ask your question. It's for a motion. Please proceed, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am happy to make a motion to approve this nomination as the Ward 5 representative. I will also note that I very strongly agree that accessibility measures for people with various disabilities is not only helpful to the people who have disabilities, but also has made life easier and better in our community for everyone, even if they do not have a disability. Many people have temporary needs that are addressed by this, or just find their quality of life and safety improved by those improvements for people with disabilities. So we all win when we are promoting accessibility. And that's why I'm happy to make this motion to approve this nomination.
Councillor Humphrey has moved approval of item 228-21. Any discussion on that motion? Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that was 7 in favor, 0 opposed. That is approved. So Rabbi Lee, tonight, actually, at the city council meeting at 7:45, this item will come up. You can watch if you'd like, but I would expect no issues, and the city council will then give full approval, and the appointment will take effect. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time this evening. I think we've all learned something, which is great, and I agree with you, President Albright. I think we'll hopefully make that change and set as a default to have the closed captioning on. Folks, we can instruct folks at the beginning of every meeting that you can turn off closed captioning if you don't want to. You can actually relocate it. You can move it around if you don't like the location of it. It's an excellent function, and I think that's a step in the right direction and an improvement we can all make.
Well, thank you all very much. And given the unanimous vote, some of you may have just lost the vote from me. Now you're giving me a little bit of work for the next 2 weeks. That was a joke. I see some of you are puzzled. That was my terrible attempt at a joke there.
Uh-oh, you have the same sense of humor as our chair.
Yeah, very familiar with terrible attempts at jokes.
I was taking my lead from him, and my apologies for not using your formal titles. Since they're not on the windows, I didn't remember everybody's title. And I just want to, I think, just respond to Councillor Humphrey to your comment, which is absolutely true. Any work that's ever done toward disability advocacy and access truly benefits quote unquote able-bodied people as well, and it benefits everybody. They're one of the best. If I may bend your ear for a moment, 1 minute, and then I'll go. There's a wonderful cartoon, a comic strip, for those of you who like comic strip. It's a picture of a custodian shoveling snow off of a flight of stairs that leads up into an elementary school building. And next to the flight of stairs, there's a ramp also covered with snow. So there's snow covering the stairs and the ramp, and there's a group of children gathered at the bottom of the stairs, one student of whom is in a wheelchair. And the caption in the caption at the bottom of the comic strip said, "Can you please shovel the ramp?" And the custodian who's shoveling the stairs said, "Can't you see all these children have to get in?" And then the next caption said, "But if you shovel the ramp first, we can all get in." Mm-hmm. And I just love that comment, because it just makes, if you pay attention to disability advocacy, it's really access and advocacy for everybody. And all of the kids could have gotten in if the ramp had been shoveled before the stairs. Anyway, thank you all very much for your time. Can I ask you to repeat one more time the information about the open meeting that's held later this evening?
So tonight at 7:45, the full city council is meeting. This item will, with several other items, be on the full city council's agenda, and we would expect approval by the full city council at that time.
And where
you can watch if you'd like. You can watch either on New TV, or there is a link on the city's website to the city council meeting.
You read my mind. That was my question. Thank you all very much for your time and for your support.
Thank you.
Fellow counselors, I will see you at 7:45. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good night, everyone.